101.5 FM, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on the Voice of the Knights, WAMB The Breeze. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Loren Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, Remax Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. Stand by now for Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome into Northview High School on this very late Tuesday evening as Terre Haute North comes into town for some girls varsity basketball to take on the Northview Lady Knights. Terre Haute North coming in with a record of 5-6, while the Northview Knights coming in adding their home court with a record of 7 wins to just 2 losses. Those 2 losses to a very good Mooresville team in Sullivan on the road. Kobe Clark to my right. I'm Corey Clark. Dave Thomas back in the studio in downtown Brazil. We're on the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show. Visit mysparklepools.com and pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. Kobe, we just got done witnessing a very good C-team game, a Northview Terre Haute North JV game that came down literally to the final seconds, which is why we are on the air almost an hour late. And now we get ready for varsity as Northview tries to go for the triple sweep of the night over the Patriots.
Yeah, I tell you, that JV game brought a lot of excitement to the team here at Northview High School. I mean, everyone's excited. They want to see some varsity action, so we do. We want to get what this team can bring. We know what Northview can bring. We're excited to see for the first time this season what the Lady Braves can do, or excuse me, the Lady Patriots.
Uh-oh.
So we'll see how it all works out.
We're on the video side on WAMBRadio.com under the Sports Stream tab, the IHSAA TV app on your smartphone or TV from the comfort of your own home. And, of course, as always, as it's been for 6 straight years, on the radio side, AM 1130, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and you can listen audio-wise on WAMBRadio.com. Kobe, last time we saw Northview was Friday night on the girls' side where they once again got the win, but through three and probably a half quarters, it was a very sluggish Northview team against a lesser record-wise in a West Vigo Viking squad.
Yeah, that's just one game where Northview really starting out slow. You know, you'll get that a lot on the season. Still early on in the season here, only 9 games, this being their 10th now on the year. So it all settled down once they came out of the locker room, really played well. You know, they're all having fun during shoot-around right now, laughing, joking. They have a good competition coming up with them tonight against Terre Haute North. Northview, I mean, Audrey Spencer, Brindley Clark, the two leading scorers, they're all ready to go.
Coach Zach Keys is the head coach for the Northview Lady Knights, and your head coach for the Terre Haute North Lady Patriots is Coach Nathan Dillon. We're going to take a look at some of the key players from both teams when we come back from our first pregame break on the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show on WAMB.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools. 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
Corey Clark with you. Toby to my right. Dave Thomas back in the studio running the board for the radio program on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show. Remember, Sparkle Pools, visit mysparklepools.com. Covey Northview Lady Knights, Terre Haute North Lady Patriots going head-to-head here tonight. It's very late. It is coming up on 8:15 p.m. Tip-off should officially happen at 8:24, and just about an hour after it was supposed to, due to the fact the C-team game and then the JV game both went a little long, both highly competitive. But as promised to the viewers, Covey, what are and who are some of the players you got to watch out for on both these teams? And tell me a little bit about the Patriots.
First off, yeah, we'll talk about the Lady Patriots. One player in particular is the senior Presley Michael, averaging a solid 20 points a game, 8 rebounds as well. She's one for this player on the team that they average a lot, and they go through their offense most of the time. I saw the next leading score was at 6 points a game. So if you can really shut down Presley Michael, that's pretty much a lot of their whole offense. So if you can stop her, it helps out your offense with their defense. And then, of course, Northview, we talked about her a lot. I really like how Brinley Clark has just taken that next step over from a season ago. Reagan Wyatt is finally coming along. Still a couple, you know, missed shots that she just gets in her head a little bit. But she can definitely work on, and we see that happening over the games, over the season. So, I mean, Northview, Terre Haute North, both teams that bring a lot of punch on their offense. But I think Northview just has a little bit more well-balanced offensive talent.
We'll see. Coming in, Terre Haute North, they don't get fooled by their record. 5-6, yes, but they play a lot of tough competition in the class of 4A. When these two schools get together, it's always a heavyweight fight, and I think the JV team proved that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell them what happened to the JV game at the end there.
It was like, I mean, the game was pretty much close all the way through the first half, ending at halftime, still about a 4-point game. Terre Haute North, I love whoever their assistant coach is, man. He brings a lot of energy, but it came all the way down to the wire. Defense battle, Northview came back after Terre Haute North. A final buzzer shot after an offensive rebound, a missed free throw. It went, hit the backboard, hit the front of the iron, and then it did sort of like a toilet bowl roll, as we talk about, and just fell out. A huge gasp went out through this Terre Haute North gymnasium. Man, what a huge victory for the JV team. Hopefully the varsity team can bring a little bit more.
I haven't heard a JV game get that loud in probably ever.
It's been a minute, yeah, for sure.
The Audrey Spencer and company getting ready, starting lineups, and much more coming your way in about 6.5 minutes. Looking at the Northview Knights, somebody who got their first career varsity start a week ago on Friday night was Delana White. She will once again be in the starting five, and I kind of like her energy and her defensive effort that she provides to the starting unit.
One thing that she brings a lot is her speed, and she can really, I mean, she's been on this team a couple of seasons now. She has, you know, she knows what Coach Keys wants. She knows her role on this squad. She's not going to go for 20, maybe not even 10, but she's a nice three-point shooter when she's called upon.
Not afraid to shoot.
Absolutely, and that defense is really what's making her in the starting lineup. She just brings a lot of energy that this team has kind of missed, but hopefully they will find, and I think they found that in Delana White.
You look at Brinley Clark, she is definitely one player from a year ago. You turn the clock back 365 days to now, completely different player, and I think it all starts with her confidence.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like she was scared by any means, but when you see a whole starting lineup
she
of
was a freshman,
mainly seniors,
so.
And yeah, I think that's some, one thing we're also looking at with Reagan White right now, but only time will tell. But going back to Brinley, she's just really stepped up her confidence. She's just stepped up her game. She's worked on it in the offseason. Her down and working down low is one thing that has really stretched her game apart. She can hit a couple of shots from three. We saw last game where she hit back-to-back threes on back-to-back possessions. So, I mean, she's working out right now with the whole team, shooting a couple of shots. She just made a three as I'm talking. So it's pretty good how she has really came along.
I'm not going to say she makes it look effortless, but her shot is pretty simple, and it looks like a perfect spiral almost every time, too.
It's because her last name's Clark.
Yeah, but just has an E at the end.
Yeah, it's the only difference.
We'll take another break on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show. Under 5 minutes till the opening tip here from Northview High School on this late Tuesday night here on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
We're back here at Northview High School on the WAMB video and radio side. I do want to give a quick warning that if something ends up happening on the video side, we do apologize. The internet connection on our Verizon units the last couple games here normally works perfectly in Brazil, Indiana, Northview High School in the gymnasium. For some reason, it's been acting up. Even on Friday night during the girls' contest, it did. We were able to get saved by the Northview High School staff giving us the Wi-Fi, but they changed the password, so we don't necessarily have the new password, and I don't think anybody here does have it. The person that was here that Friday night is not here currently, but we'll keep working on it. Hopefully it continues on and we just get through this night. It's one game. We just got to get through one.
And I think we can. I mean, we can talk about it from the – I want to see – one thing I really want to talk about is just how well Northview, through and through, they've always stuck together. They never have their heads down. And I think that's due in part to the head coach in Zach Keats. You know, he brings a lot of fight with them all the time. He sticks for them. He fights for his girls. He knows just how much these girls want this, just as much as how he wants it. And just from a season ago, we saw that with a huge turn of events that happened with the graduation. It's a whole different kind of a new system, new team. You have Brindley, you have Audrey, but really a girl that has been working well into her system, has been working well coming along, is Reagan White, the point guard, the freshman. You know, she hasn't been averaging the most crazy amount of points, almost about 10 a game, but she has definitely a nice confidence walk in her when she brings it up down the court, and I just like to see how Northview can bring it all tonight.
We're continuing here on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show on WAMB on the radio side, AM 1130, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and then the video's on WAMBradio.com, or you can download the IHSAA TV app for free and watch it on your smartphone or smart TV from the comfort of your own home. Kobe, as we're 90 seconds away from starting lineups and much more quickly, let's go ahead and give away our Lynn's Pharmacy game day dose for a win. That's Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy.
I think early for the Northview offense, I want you to go in attack with Brindley Clark. I mean, Terre Haute North doesn't bring a whole lot of height, and I think that she, if you work her well into the offense very early, build that confidence up like we talk about a lot, it'll give them a nice start to this game. And a couple of times, you know, we talked about last game, it was a very slow start. They may have just scored a little bit in the first quarter against West Vigo. So maybe starting out with her, Audrey Spencer, she's very unselfish. She loves to pass the ball, averaging at about almost 6 assists a game. And then for Terre Haute North, I think if North, you can stop what Presley can do on their offensive side, averaging 20 a game, that would be great for them, building that more confidence.
And you look at the starting lineup is already up there on our side of things on the video screen. Looks like it's going to be the normal five from last Friday night. Audrey Spencer at the guard position. Brooklyn Eldridge getting a run as the lone center or a forward as they go small ball. Delana White, her second career varsity start. Brindley Clark, the sophomore sensation. And Reagan White, the shooter. Probably the best shot in Northview High School, and it's coming soon.
That's the best part, how Brindley is still only a sophomore. Reagan White, still only a freshman. A couple of good players coming up from middle school here in the next couple of years. Northview boys and girls, they're going to be so good, not just this year, but for the next couple of seasons. You wait and watch.
We'll send it back to Dave Thomas in the WAMB studios for the national anthem. national anthem played. And Kobe, as we get ready for the starting five, let's go to meet the visiting team. As we already introduced Northview, the home team, it's going to be a 5'4 guard, senior number 3, Hallie Hayes. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number 10, Rebecca Gore. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 14, Aubrey Irvin. At guard, a 5'6 senior, number 24, Presley Michael, averaging 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. And rounding out the 5 is a forward 5'11 senior, number 33, Lily Jensen. Kobe, Scott McDonald said it's nighttime, which means it's time to play some basketball. Finally.
Varsity action here at Northview High School. This girls' team 7-2 on the season. A lot of people are saying that they should be a little bit better. I think they're just, as time goes by, this team will just keep on improving. And I think this is a little bit of a trap game. I guess you could say the Lady Patriots, only 5-6 on the record.
No way to be a trap game.
Don't let that fool you.
It's a little rivalry. Here we go from opening tip. The Audrey Spencer will win it. Throw a hook shot to Brindley Clark, and we'll get us started off the right block. 2-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Chemistry in basketball, in sports in general, I mean, just something like that you cannot make up.
And now it'll be on the near side as the team in blue, the Patriots, will swing it across the perimeter. In the hands now of Gore. Gore fires on top to Jensen. Jensen kicks it over to Hayes in the right corner, who drives baseline to a wide open Gore for a 15-footer. No, rebounded by Delana White.
Love the hustle right there by the sophomore.
7.5 remaining here in the opening quarter. Northview got their first bucket 4 seconds into the game off the assist from Audrey. Here we go, and another assist from Audrey to Brindley Clark.
What I talked about.
Audrey's got 2 assists. Brindley's got 4 points.
Audrey so unselfish. Brindley going through her early down low. Love to see how this offense works.
And the much taller Brindley Clark will guard Presley Michael, their leading scorer at 20 points a game. And a quick foul will be called on Reagan White, as going to the line will be Hallie Hayes.
Don't definitely want to pick up an early foul like that, but unfortunately circumstances prevailed.
First free throw attempt from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. At York, they're not number one. You are. Both are completed. It's a 4-2 contest now. Now right to left, it'll be the North Unites. Delana White.
Ooh, looks like that could have been a foul.
Yeah, no foul call. The clock will be stopped because of a jump ball possession.
Looked like Brindley kind of got swatted down on her arm going up for that shot. That's why it looks so rough.
Coach Key's not happy about that one. Here we go. A chance to tie or take the lead for the first time tonight for the Patriots. Rebecca Gore has it on the left wing, fires off a screen on top to Presley Michael. Brindley guarding tightly. She'll dribble all the way from the top to the right, fakes a pass, throws up a shot, gets a long 2 to fall, tied at 4.
You definitely do not want to get her started going. Maybe when she comes over to the side, get a little double team action, because if she turns it on, then this team on the defensive side for Northview is in trouble.
Brindley drives, puts it up, left it long, got her own miss, and the whistle will be called. It'll be a jump ball, stays with Northview underneath, and Coach Key's kind of like, are you kidding me again?
Questionable decision right there as well, but maybe you get a little cheeky inside pass and some scoring.
Reagan will get it on the inbounds, a dribble handoff to Audrey on the right wing. Audrey will dribble it out back on top to the big N maroon logo in Northview. She'll drive out to Reagan in the corner near side. She'll shuffle to their left wing. Bring it on top to the volleyball line. Goes around to Clark screen right side. Hesitates, drives, scoops, left it short. Rebound, Brooklyn Eldridge offensively. One dribble too many. Lost the ball, saved off the shin of Eldridge. Patriots basketball.
I like the idea right there with Reagan White going up for that scoop layup. Just didn't get the right position where she wanted to. Shot it a little too late, in part to the Lady Patriots defense.
Now the Patriots have a chance to take their first lead of the night. Shot, got it, three ball. Rebecca Gore wide open.
This team definitely loves to shoot from behind the arc. Gotta watch that. Can't play it too safe.
Great Dane scoreboard reads. Patriots 7, Knights 4. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Terrell North on a 7-0 run. Reagan the match with a three. Way left. Offensive board, Eldridge again. Saves it out to the left wing to Reagan.
Rush that shot just a little too fast.
She'll reset near side in front of us. Brings it on top, goes to the right elbow. Tries to get into the paint, hands off to Audrey. Floats it up from 5 feet, got it to roll.
What helps this Lady Knights offense so well is how they can both all just come around screens and just get handoffs going attacking the basket. It's what their offense is really built around.
Now the Patriots time. They're down, or they're up on top one. One dribble from the Patriots on the logo, and Jensen hands it off to Presley Michael. Michael dancing with Brenly, forces her to get rid of it. She'll go get it right back on top.
Ooh.
Audrey strips it, but Michael saves it. 4:24 to go, opening quarter. 7-6, long two, foot on the line. Off the front of the rim, no. Audrey goes up against the board and will push it right to left. Audrey, coast, two, coast. Got it, Knights lead, 8-7.
Audrey Spencer so good with the ball in her hand. She could take it the length of the court in any given situation.
Great Dane and Brazil join their team by applying for your new career at greatdane.com. Irvin on the volleyball line. Hard chest pass to Presley Michael, left wing. Guarded tightly by Brinley Clark. They're running a box and one. It's a 2-2 zone, a box and one, where Brinley is just falling Presley Michael. North throws up a baseline jumper. No. Rebounded with one arm by Audrey. Audrey splits the defense, throws up a prayer, missed it, got her own miss. Dribbles it back out to the near left corner, lobs it on the left wing to Reagan White.
I'd like to see them slow it down here.
Reagan drives, kicks, Eldridge, one drill, on top to Delana White for three. Boom, baby!
Delana White, man, not only defense, but three-point shooting we talk about. She can shoot with lights out confidence.
3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Great Dane scoreboard reads 11-7 Knights. Presley Michael forced to reset to Irvin. Back to Michael on top. She is just running with the basketball. Fires in the corner for a Hayes three. No. Got her own miss. Splits three defenders. Puts it up and in off the glass.
Can't allow that. She tracked down her own shot. Now it's Reagan White. As she was saying, that's my bad, my bad. She'll clean it up. She was so wide open underneath the basket.
2:40 to go. Audrey brings it up slowly. Finally crossing the timeline. Eldridge on the volleyball line. Dribble handoff Reagan. Reagan drives. Throws in the corner to Brenly. Brenly, one-hand bounce pass on the free throw line to Eldridge. Scoops it to Audrey. Four defenders on her, and a foul will be called. As Audrey's fouled by pick one of the four, they're going to say it's number 10, Rebecca Gore. Was it on the shot?
I guess they're not going to call it on the shot. Coach Key's wondering, saying, why not?
They're going to say she didn't have control.
Huh. Ball was kind of low to the ground, didn't really have it up in a shooting form. I'd love to see them work Brinley Clark a little bit more around here. They kind of gone away from it.
Brooklyn Eldridge finally set to inbound it. From underneath their own basket, quick pass off to Reagan. Quickly running sets here from the left elbow to Audrey now. One dribble, 15-footer in and out. No, Eldridge had the rebound, but a foul will be called, and it should be on Terrell North again. Brooklyn Eldridge, what, three or four offensive rebounds already, one leading to a foul?
Her and Brinley, man, they got a lot of height on them. They can definitely win the rebounding game, and I hope they do.
Two team fouls for Terrell North to one for Northview. Reagan looking inbound and finally gets it in to Audrey Spencer. She'll drive in the midair, find Eldridge who left it long. Audrey gets it, spins, kisses it off the glass.
Audrey's also got a little bit of fadeaway game in her deep back.
Back on top by four, or five now. Largest lead of the game for Northview, 13-8. Under two to go, first quarter. Gore gets it on the elbow. Guarded by Delana White. They're playing man-to-man defense. Gets it back on the Gore in the right baseline, and a quick whistle foul is going to be called on the reach-in from Northview's Delana White. That's her first foul.
Sometimes the defense of the Lady Knights gets a little bit overwhelmed.
Patriots looking inbound, and they will. Gets it in near side to Presley Michael, guarded tightly by Brenly. Blows by him, elbow. Pushes a three ball to Hayes from the corner long. Delana White goes up and gets the board. And Audrey will bring it up with 90 seconds to go in the opening frame.
A lot of threes being taken by Tara North.
Presley Michael gives it, I mean, when she contends or condemns two different defenders as Audrey puts it up and in off the left glass again. She's being aggressive. Presley Michael drives to the paint, forces everybody to crash in on her, and that leaves a wide open three, so I don't blame them. Hallie Hayes lobs it on the logo to Jensen, trying to find their ball carrier in Presley Michael. Brenly not letting her get the ball, so they'll have to reset near side to Jensen. Give and go down low. Missed the layup. Reagan with the board on the air ball. Under 50 seconds to go in the opening frame. Audrey drives. A lot of contact. Body foul will be called on Terre Haute North. Pretty sure Patriots wanted that to be on Audrey. Might have been a case.
Could have been. You can make the claim for both squads. Audrey kind of got the ball at the free throw line, dribbled, and then tripped. And she will take a break here.
Audrey deserves one.
Less than a minute to go in the first quarter.
Hey, stack in the two-game pick. You got to go get it, Reagan.
Reagan to inbound, gets it. Delana White near left corner. Takes a few dribbles, finds Reagan White to run point. Coach Keyes yelling out everything. You know the North Unites want this basketball game. Reagan, bounce on the right elbow to Brinley Clark. Clark spins, double team, lost it. Picked up and saved by Clark to Reagan White. 24 seconds, Reagan, give and go. Brooklyn puts it up and no! She's missed a couple of those bunnies here tonight as the ball will be batted out of bounds. Stays with Northview though.
Enough, some great vision right there by Reagan. She draws the attention down low and on the perimeter of the Lady Patriots defense. Unfortunately, just couldn't get that layup to go. Got to work on that.
Brenly in front of the Patriots bench will inbound it. 16 seconds. Northview likely going for the last shot. Reagan drives. 5 seconds in the paint. Gets it blocked. And here comes the Patriots. 2-1. Half-court shot. No. And that'll end the first quarter where the Northview Knights have the advantage on the Great Dane scoreboard, 15-8. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
How about that start for the Northview Knights? 15-8 on top here by 7, their largest lead of the game, Kobe.
Yeah, that first quarter could be pretty much summed up with how Audrey Spencer attacking Terre Haute North. Good defense on Presley, making them rely on the outside shot. As a wide open, Brinley Clark gets the second quarter started, similar to how the game started to begin with in the first.
7:40 to go here until the halftime break. 17-8, 9-point advantage. Terre Haute North will move it along the perimeter. Brings in near side, fakes right as Presley Michael to the free throw line. Kicks it out for an open left wing three. Got it.
Oh, man. Sometimes you can play such good defense, but you cannot hope for every miss. Every time you want to double team Presley inside, eventually a three will be knocked down.
Audrey right to left. Euro goes up, left it short, just lost it in midair.
Ooh, strip ball, it looked like.
Ball's loose, picked up by the Patriots for a 12-footer. No.
Got a rebound.
Offensive rebound, give and go, foul called, whistle. And Terre Haute North will go to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. Going to the line will be Aubrey Irvin. Big thanks to our friends, Reliable Garage Door, your local garage door expert with nearly 40 years of experience.
They called Audrey Spencer on that reach round. Too many offensive opportunities for the Lady Patriots. First one we missed.
Yep, Irvin will miss the first. She'll have one more attempt. Chance to cut this deficit they currently are in to 6. Starting 5 back out there for the North Unites. Next free throw attempt by the Patriots, and Irvin is up and good.
Quick substitution for Terre Haute North. Audrey Spencer bringing it down here.
Audrey will go right to left with it on the radio dial. Tries to feed to a wide open Brenly Clark on the left block. Goes through a hand. She picks it back up, though. Resets to Audrey. No look at Delano. White for three again in the corner. Overshot everything. And now here comes the Patriots.
Just a little bit too pushed on that.
The wide open ones are always the hardest.
I know. And the corners, of course.
Because technically shorter.
It is.
Hayes gets it on the left elbow, guarded by Reagan, finds Presley Michael for an 18-footer, left it far right. Offensive rebound again for Ruby LaTorre, and it's going to be a foul.
She just threw it up there, and Audrey was reaching around for the ball. Got caught, hand in the cookie jar, I guess you could say.
At the York CDJR Brazil free throw line. Torre puts it up, and the first one is good. Big thanks to our sponsors, Lorenz Service in Brazil, Tony and the crew are the ones you can trust to get it done right. Couple dribbles and good. With it being winter break all across college now, I've seen a couple Northview basketball alumni here tonight. From the boys' side, Nolan White, brother of Reagan White, and I also just saw center from the Northview Knights team a year ago, and Hannah Dawson out supporting the Lady Knights. Good to see.
Love to see it.
6 minutes. Reagan gets it. Give and go. Off the top of the backboard. Here comes the Patriots. A chance to make it a one-possession game when the Patriots were just trailing by 9 on the verge of being down double digits. Vittori off the Michael. 3. Catch and shoot. No. Batted in the air. Audrey gets it. Whew. Her rebounding skills this year has vastly improved. Delano White gets it. Fires on top to Audrey, goes around a Clark screen. Spencer gets double teamed. She'll get it stripped, dives on the floor, ball's loose, out of bounds. It'll be Northview basketball.
Audrey's got caught right there. It was Hayes who got a hand on that one, tipped it out of bounds. Did you see that? Audrey, like, faked passing the ball at the defender's head.
Audrey will now have it on the logo. 5-10 and counting. 17-13 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview on top by 4. Over the Class 4A Terre Haute North Lady Patriots. Skip, stop. Brinley wide open. Missed a rare jumper. She probably could have just taken a dribble and laid that up and in. Instead, here comes Presley Michael all the way to the hoop, left it long, late whistle, and a body foul. It was actually the official right in front of us who called it, not the one who was underneath the basket. And I think Coach Keyes is displeased, as you can see on the video.
That's kind of a part of the game that Brindley, we don't really see a whole lot of her taking mid-range shots. That's the first one.
Presley Michael now, one more to go from the York CDJR Brazil free throw line. A chance to make it a two-point game. She will.
Besides that Brindley Clark layup to begin the second quarter, they haven't scored yet. A little bit of a slump here.
Brindley to Reagan, jump pass. Lucky Audrey found it. And then a foul will be called on a late whistle. Will be on the Patriots. It'll be the fifth team foul. Now each team has five.
Gaffney throwing down her arm, creating contact.
Coach Keyes will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. It's Northview 17, Terrell North 15 on WAMB.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
The ball was inbounded to Audrey Spencer, who will fire a long three way off balance to the left of the backboard.
Not the kind of shot you want to see after a timeout, a brick three-pointer.
Patriots a chance to tie or take the lead for the first time since early in the first quarter.
Having no luck this second quarter.
Gore has it near side. Has Northview scored this quarter?
Besides that Brindley Clark layup.
That's it. 2 points for the Knights here in the second quarter. Gore fires up a long two to tie the game.
Terre Haute North seemingly just hitting on all cylinders. Cannot be stopped right now. 3-point, offensive rebounding, mid-range shots even. They're doing it all.
3:45 to go until the halftime break. Brindley from the left block.
Oh.
Missed a wide open jump shot. My goodness, the second quarter is not kind to the Lady Knights as Terre Haute North takes the lead on a coast-to-coast layup. Wow.
Just an unfortunate scene right there. Got to be able to knock those down. Those are missed points off the board.
Multiple wide open layups missed here in the second quarter. Again, down low, Brindley left hand. Won't miss that one. She'll retie it, though, at 19 apiece on the Great Dane scoreboard. Do want to give thanks to Brazil Coffee Grounds. Kickstart your morning with Brazil Coffee Grounds.
Surprises me how open she is down low.
Coming up on the 3-minute mark as Rachel Round set the check-in for the first time tonight. Gore again. She's been on fire this quarter. Missed that one, though. Out of bounds. Goes to the Knights. Rachel Rounds checks in. And Elena White will finally get a breather. She looks to be gassed right now.
She's drawn the assignment of Presley a lot of the time. That'll keep you busy when you're guarding the best player.
Tied at 19 apiece. Audrey will bring it right to left. Throw it all the way over the head of Reagan White in the corner, and it'll end up hitting the drum set out of bounds. Turnover, and I think Audrey might be a little tired as well, and she'll get a breather.
Just not going in their favor right now. It's pretty much been all the Lady Patriots this second quarter. Well, they have about 2.5 minutes to clean this one up going into the locker room.
Katie Buchanan will check in for Audrey. So if the Patriots want to take advantage right now, it might be here with Audrey Spencer, their starter, off the court. Tied at 19. Rebecca Gore down low. Guarded by Eldridge. Got away with travel.
Deep.
Here comes Rachel Rounds, who just had the steal fall into her lap.
forcing that turnover right there.
Brenly, left wing, wide open, swings it to Rounds, back to Clark. She'll drive, penetrate, over in the corner to Buchanan, down low to Eldridge. One dribble goes up strong to give the Knights the lead.
Sometimes a lot of players don't go up strong enough. That time was a perfect execution of doing just that.
Northview 21, Terrell North 19. Give and go. Missed the wide open layup on a great backdoor cut. Fighting for the rebound is Katie Buchanan. Reagan White will call out the offense. The freshman to the sophomore now, and Clark. Back to Reagan. One dribble. Fakes the pass. Finds Clark. She'll drive, triple team, throws up a prayer, and instead she'll travel.
She's kind of got caught right there. She wanted to get inside more, but she kind of picked up her dribble just a little too bit early.
90 seconds to go until the halftime break. 21-19, the Northview Knights lead by two. Patriots swing it around. Find Gore in the left wing. Pump fakes, gets to the free throw line. Scoops it ahead to Latorre. Now to the best player in Presley Michael. Goes around to the elbow, thought about it, fires in the corner. Gore drives, tiptoes, out of bounds. Turnover, Northview basketball with 1:08 to go until halftime.
Northview's defense has picked it up here these last minute and a half of gameplay. See what this last minute of the first half can bring him.
Reagan White right to left on the radio dial. 1 minute on the clock. Reagan fires a bullet to Brenly, puts it up and in. 4-point lead for the Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard.
That's what's helping them a lot right now. Brenly, Clark, or a couple other players, they look down low to get most of their offensive points.
Full timeout taken on the court by Terrell North with just about 47 seconds to go until the halftime break here on WAMB.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is RE/MAX Real Estate Agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1300.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back here on WAMB, it's 23-19. Coming out of the timeout, 40 seconds to go. It'll be the Patriots on top with it, down four. See what they drew up out of their full timeout break. Gore lobs it on the left-hand side to Irvin. Now to Latorre. Dribbles, finds Presley Michael, gets a screen. Had an opening, good pickup on the defensive switch. Forcing her to get rid of it to Gore on the free throw line.
Don't want to pick up a foul here.
Great passing by the Patriots, but better defense by the Knights. But finally an open three, left way short. Eldridge pulls down the rebound. Six seconds.
Gotta go, gotta go.
5 seconds. Reagan White, volleyball line three. Oh, off the back iron. And we'll go to the halftime locker room with the Northview Knights on top on the Great Dane scoreboard. It is Northview 23, Terrell North 19. We'll take a break on the halftime show. Talk with the IHSA commissioner and the coach, Bob Lovell, here on WAMB.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-through again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
It's another day in the Wabash Valley, and for most of us, it's just another day on the job. But at Lynn's Pharmacy, taking care of neighbors and making the community a better and healthier place is our mission. Because when you love what you do and you really care about the people you serve, you do it well. It's not for the glory, a big award, or even a pat on the back. It's just knowing that we can count on each other. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Commissioner Neidig, we're in it now. We are playing basketball. We're wrestling. We have wrapped up, as we know, the fall sports now into the winter sports. It's a busy, busy time. We have a lot of games. The IHSAA, we're fortunate, like a lot of states, our young men and women play literally, with the exception of Sunday, every day of the week. And it is a monumental task to put on these types of events night after night after night. Big school, small school, city school, country school, doesn't matter. There's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, it's what we do in Indiana. We've done for many, many years, and providing a platform for student-athletes to show their skills and coaches to coach and communities to gather. It is a really, you know, that's just what's special about what we do. But, man, I tell you, Coach, I often walk in, the first person I want to go talk and thank to as I walk in the door is that person that's sitting out there with cold weather right inside the front door. And it's cold outside, but they're sitting there selling tickets, and they've done it year in and year out for the athletic department so schools can operate events. And, you know, I always want to get around the place. I just want to make sure those people know they're appreciated for doing what they're doing, and they're a big part of an athletic event also.
Well, they really are, because oftentimes the person you're talking about is a member of the faculty who's been at school all day long, have families themselves, and if some meager $5 whatever an hour, they make a little bit of money. But they're doing this because they're aware that without the infrastructure of people like them, you can't have these events. You know, you need the teams, you need the coaches, you need the officials, but you need the ticket takers, you need the people popping the popcorn, selling the concession. You need all those people to make this experience what it is and to generate that much necessary and much needed revenue for your programs.
That's absolutely right, Coach. You know, and, you know, revenue, and it's not anybody, they're not out there trying to make, you know,
no,
a lot of money. They're trying just to keep the lights on, the officials paid, the bus, you know, gas in the buses and uniforms on the kids. And so, you know, it these people all choose, and I always like to say they choose to work in the eye of the public. They choose to interact with the public as they walk in, so a parent can walk in and watch their child mm-hmm. play. And, you know, I just think sometimes anybody that's in public service, whether it be a coach, a teacher, or a police officer, or anybody, we forget to really recognize what they do and the give back that they do for the communities. Because they're just the salt of the earth people who truly care about
right,
the kids that
right.
they see in the classroom every day, or whether it be in the hallway, the lunchroom, or getting on and off the bus. And, you know, I just think we all need to step back and thank those people spending their time so children and student athletes get to play in a time-honored tradition, which is a high school education-based athletic program.
Paul Neidig with us from the IHSAA, talking about all things IHSAA related. You and I are both former athletic directors. We would not have been able to have any kind of success or be able to do our jobs without the secretaries. And I dare say those dear athletic secretaries all over our state are the unsung heroes of athletics in our entire state.
No question. I was always blessed with great partners, and in the work that I've done, and athletic secretaries or assistants come in many titles. But, you know, I can think back to Alicia when I was in Evansville, and there were sometimes there'd be kids that's having a rough day, and that athletic secretary is consoling a kid mm-hmm. with a hug and a, it'll be all right. And that's certainly not in the job descriptions, but that's what they choose to do to help kids along the way. And they're there to care about kids and student athletes, absence of a parent.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Great Dane in Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back here on the Halftime Show. Thanks for listening to the IHSA Commissioner's Report. Coming up on just a little over a minute until we get underway. But first, I do want to give thanks to First Insurance Group Agent Nick McCollum. He's local, so you should stay local with your insurance needs. Come grow with them, and they will keep you protected. Kobe, halftime score reads on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 23, Terrell North 19, just a good old-fashioned back-and-forth matchup where the Knights twice in this game got nearly up by double digits, but the Patriots crawled their way back in.
Yeah, a couple of points were left off that board for sure for the Lady Knights on their offense. A couple of missed shots down low, mid-range shots, even some three-pointers that were wide open. Unfortunately, couldn't get those to go. Terre Haute North did take advantage of that. That's why they have been able to come back very close here, just still a four-point lead for the Lady Knights. If they can really focus on working down low again, Brindley Clark has just been working pretty much all night, it seems like, so why not go with her?
We're coming up. Maybe we'll start a little early. 14 seconds. Will they restart the clock? Or are they going to? Nope. Looks like they're going to stop at 13.4, put it at 8 minutes. Northview will get the ball up four, going the opposite way, left to right, to begin the second half. Reagan White will be the point guard. The normal Knights starting five back out there.
Need to get White a little bit started here to begin the second half.
Reagan gets it in the corner. Instead of looking for the shot, jump pass to Brenly. Goes off her head. Here comes the Patriots.
Unfortunate turnover.
Presley Michael drives, fires on top to Hayes, who scoops it down low to a wide open Jensen.
It's a beautiful pass right there. You know, you draw the other defender on the left side to your side, leaves your big man wide open down low.
Audrey Spencer now runs point. Goes to Delana White, now Reagan in the corner. Thought about the open three, takes one dribble, forces a pass down low to Brindley Clark. Whistle will blow. It'll be a jump ball, and the Patriots will get it.
I'm surprised he even got to where there were three blue jerseys.
And I saw Brindley go over and apologize because she knows she forced that pass. Chance to tie or take the lead for Terrell North.
Not the best of starts right now for Northview.
Presley Michael guarded by Brindley. Pump fakes, drives, lobs. Delana White jumps the passing lane. And here comes Audrey Spencer at the seven-minute mark. Audrey to the free throw line. Jump pass. Eldridge blocked. Wow.
They tried going down low the last three times to begin this half.
Presley Michael guarded by Reagan White. Brindley was supposed to guard her, not this time. Presley will try and take advantage. Instead, she'll reset the pass on the lower right block to Jensen. Jensen, who just scored, has to get rid of it. Will do. Presley Michael comes and gets it. Thought about the three. Drives, floats it up, ties the game.
Not working right now. Northview, they've tried to do the exact same play. Hasn't been able to get the shot up. And then defensively, being a little late on their assignments, getting over.
Low-scoring affair, tied at 23. Reagan, open left corner three, didn't shoot it.
Waiting for the play call here.
Reagan out of Delana White, left corner. Open, gets rid of it back to Audrey near side. Slowing it down, six-minute mark to Brindley on the free throw line. She'll split three defenders and put it up and in.
She's just so good. Whenever she gets the ball in the paint, she can just attack the rim using her long legs to her advantage.
Presley Michael back with the ball in her right hand. Now switches over to the left side. Throws in the corner to Hayes. Hayes off her shin. Picks it back up, though, on top of the arc. Picks up her dribble. Brings it near side to who? Presley Michael. She'll drive in the free throw line. Splits the defense. Just pushes it out to Gore. On top to Michael. Crossover. Free throw, jumper, no. Rebounded Audrey with one hand.
They're going to push it.
Spencer, coast to coast. Backdoor cut to Brindley. Left it low, but Brooklyn Eldridge saved it to Brindley Clark. Again, this time it worked for two.
A good heads-up play right there. Eldridge gets it. All the blue jerseys are looking at her. She's like, I'm going to go to my teammate who's wide open on the other side in Brindley Clark.
Big thanks to PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. Long three for the Patriots. No. Long offensive rebound. Picked up. Irvin brings it near side to Gore. Gore goes around a hard screen. Off to Presley Michael on the wing. Two-hand push pass to Irvin for three. Got it.
And that's all because of Audrey. She's staying down low. Too low. You have to be able to follow them up top.
Terrell North will not let Northview extend their lead again in jeopardy of losing it. 4.5 to go in the third. 27-26. Northview up now just one. Audrey lobs it. Reagan corner three. White got it.
There we go. Reagan White getting started. We need her desperately. Offense isn't the same without her.
30-26. Back to a four-point lead. By the guess, Patriots would score here. No, they're going to turn it over as Gore ran away from the Presley Michael pass, not expecting it.
Good jinx right there. Communicating, quick substitution for the Lady Patriots. A four-point lead. Terrell North started out on fire, but now Northview taking advantage.
Audrey will go left to right with it. Has the basketball to Reagan.
Why
same
not?
Spot. Another shot for three. Just a tad far to the left. But I like the confidence. Up four, Northview. On the defensive end, but Presley Michael left wide open. That's a mistake. She'll drain the three.
She will do that every time if you give her that much room. Transition offense is not Northview's favorite right now.
30-29, back to a one-point lead again for the Knights. 3.5 to go in the third. Audrey on the left wing. Scoops the pass to Delana. Down low to Eldridge. One dribble. She'll get triple team. Stolen from behind. Out of bounds. Stays with the Knights.
Good defense right there from Terre Haute North.
Northview coaching staff will call out the play. Gets it in to Reagan White. Reagan spins on the baseline, drives, goes up, gets fouled, and Reagan will go to the line. Presented by York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. At York, they're not number one. You are. She'll have two attempts.
We talk about how well of a passer she is, how well of a three-point shooter she is, but she's got some nice handles and how the way she could just dissect the defense going right to left there, being able to attack the basket. earn a couple of shots. First one will be up and good. Great Dane scoreboard reads 31-29. We're at 3:21 mark here in the third quarter.
Reagan trying to give him a three-point advantage. No, she left the free throw long. Rebounded by Terrell North, and Presley Michael will bring it right to left. Chance to tie or take the lead. Gore gets her. Hayes drive, stolen away. Out, no, out wide to Jensen for a long two. Reagan now with a rebound on the miss. White dribbles, fouled again. She is being aggressive driving the basketball to the hoop.
Gotta love to see it from a freshman right there.
She'll go to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Brazil free throw again.
She's earning these calls. I mean, sometimes all you gotta do is throw your body in there, go up for the shot.
Clock stopped at 3:01 in the third. Reagan puts up the free throw, got it. Now on tap by 32-29. Big thanks to First Farmers Bank and Trust. Pay directly from your smartphone with mobile wallet. This time, Reagan drills both. 33-29, and again, it's back to a four-point advantage for Northview. On the far side with it, Gracie Smith.
Oh, steal.
Lost the ball. Audrey stole it. She'll go in transition. She gets fouled, and you can count that one as well. She'll make a trip to the free throw line with 2 points already on this possession.
Sometimes you forget of just how good defensively Audrey Spencer can be. She just gets a lot of steals.
How about being aggressive, driving to the bucket here the last few drives? Seems to be working.
Wasn't scared at all. She saw the blue jersey in front of her. She said, come up with me.
Coaches are yelling pressure then by driving to the bucket. Audrey to complete the three-point play rattles in and out.
Unfortunate there. But hey, don't let that shake your confidence. Ooh, could have been a travel, I saw. Okay.
Of course, and guess what? The Patriots match it with a three quickly in transition. Back to a three-point game. They won't go away.
Kind of a little, she kind of took a little bit of a bunny hop, I guess. Weird.
Audrey has it. 2.5 to go in the third. On the logo, up three. Brinley now to Eldridge. Near side, Audrey. Give and go. Brooke Brinley Clark missed the layup.
Coach Key's not happy with that one. Got to be able to knock those down. They're give-me's.
Chance to come within one again or tie the game with a three ball. Presley picks up her dribble. Feeds it on top to Smith. Resets to Michael. Low pass, but she gets it for a long three. This game is tied. That was Steph Curry range.
It really started out with Terre Haute North, then it went back to Northview, and now Terre Haute North taking advantage again.
And just like that, we're tied up at 35 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Reagan on top. Back to Audrey. She's feeling it with her moves. Whistle will blow. There's going to be a foul on the floor.
They like to work it down here low in these inbound passes underneath the basket.
And Audrey will quickly travel as soon as she got the basketball. And Coach Key's not arguing with that one because that was clear.
Just a little questionable, like, what are you doing?
So now the Patriots have a chance to take the lead for the first time since the first quarter. Presley Michael, she's having fun. She splits everybody, and the shot will go in, but it won't count. It'll not a foul on the floor before the shot. So a little bit of a break as the Patriots will inbound it underneath.
That's the best case scenario right there if you were Northview. It was obviously a foul.
Coach Keys yells out man defense. They're going to inbound it underneath. Michael trying to find somebody. Finally does on the left side. Latorre feeds it back out to Michael. Coming up on 1 minute. Wide open three. Hayes missed it. Offensive board taken away, though, by Audrey. And a body foul will be called on Terre Haute North. A tackle by Haley Hayes.
She pulled a Zion Williamson set. She just said, give me that. Stealing it from Terre Haute.
Cut through. 1 minute to go.
Would you want to hold it for the last shot here? Oh no, turnover. Terre Haute North's going the other way.
And a big foul will be called.
That's frustration right there on that point. Just a turnover that should have been completely 100% avoided.
It's going to be a pushing foul, so instead of giving up the layup, Reagan White will pick up her second foul. Big thanks to RE/MAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel. Buy and sell with Michelle, 812-230-1382. Patriots trying to take the lead for the first time since the first quarter again. Latore gets it in the far corner to Jensen, feeds it down low to Gore, puts it up and count it in the foul.
Terre Haute North now, they are just a very nice passing team. They always move the ball around, never staying in one position longer than 2 seconds at a time.
This is the first substitution of the third quarter for Coach Keys at the 30-second mark. It'll be Rachel Rounds checking in for Reagan White, who now has three fouls, two back-to-back within a five-second span.
Not pretty there. Turnover leads to points, and now they have a potential three-point lead.
No, the free throw will be no good, but Brenly just lost the rebound, and it's picked up by Terre Haute North, so it's actually a four-point play.
Even worse, and they almost lost the ball there.
39-35, 20 seconds to go.
They got to get under control here. You blink, you miss it. Terre Haute North now leading.
Audrey and company will go for the last shot, so the Patriots will go into the final quarter with the lead. 4 seconds. Audrey right wing, back pedals, lost the ball, picks it up, fadeaway three, air ball, and we'll go to the fourth quarter as things did not end well for the Northview Lady Knights, and they have some work to do. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break on WAMB.
We're the Browns, and this is our account.
Nicole and Jordan Brown of Hoosier Aviation talk about Riddell National Bank.
Our relationship with Riddell really began when we were kids, so when we started our business, it seemed like a natural fit for us.
Riddell's provided all of our financial needs for both personal and business, and we could not be happier with the level of service.
For commercial loans, lines of credit, and payroll services, choose Riddell National Bank.
If you're looking to grow your business, Riddell is your best option.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted, locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
Your home for Northview Sports, The Breeze, WAMB.
39-35, Terre Haute North as we begin the final quarter of play. And man, has this been a good one, Kelby?
Absolutely. Terre Haute North has just been storming out of the gate. Once it hit the beginning of the buzzer in after halftime.
Brenly on the right block, brings it on top to Reagan White. Now far side, Audrey Spencer. 39-35. North Unites need a bucket.
They're a little rattled right now.
Lobs it, double team out to Delana White for an open three. Got it.
Wow, huge shot right there. Needed that one desperately.
39-38, Patriots up one with the basketball. 7.5 to go. Presley Michael gives it off near side Irvin. Stolen by Audrey, and a late whistle's going to be blown. And they're going to say it's a foul on Terre Haute North and Audrey Irvin for reaching around and grabbing Audrey after the steal. Northview ball.
Coach Keys got up in a hurry thinking, what? He thought it was on Audrey. The officials changed and he started clapping.
Yeah, Coach Keys was a little angry at first and he smiled.
Basketball, sports in general, emotions run high.
Spencer drives, missed, got her own rebound, fouled. She'll go to the line for a chance to retake the lead for the Northview Lady Knights on the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. Big thanks to Kitch Fix. Join the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. And how about Lovin' Pizza in Brazil? Chicago-style pizza and more. The perfect meal while cheering on the North Unites. Call now. Have it hot and ready for after the game. 812-420-3661.
That first free throw missed by Spencer.
Audrey will take a breath, step up to the charity stripe. Best she can do now is tie the game, and she will not.
Oh, man.
It hit every part of the rim and rolled away.
Where are the basketball gods?
So it's still a one-point lead for the Patriots at the seven-minute mark. Driving, stolen, Reagan got it. Here comes the Knights in white, left to right, pushing tempo all the way. She's not slowing down, throws it up, can't get it to fall. Coach Keys is furious. There is no foul called for body contact. Here comes the Patriots the other way, missed it. Offensive rebound, put back, missed it.
Got to grab
it. Ball is loose, offensive rebound, and the Patriots reset on top with Presley Michael.
Grab the basketball.
Michael on the left wing, 6.5 to go. Guarded by Brindley Clark. Feeds it off near corner to Hayes. She'll drive all the way to the free throw line. Do a little 360 spin on top and lob it on the right side to LaTorre. LaTorre holds. Dribble handoff, Michael. Michael, their closer, step back, long two. Got it.
Nasty. That was a nice play right there. She's great in ISO situations. She's great with her teammates all around.
Down by three now. Audrey gets to the left elbow, and she's trying to do a little too much, and you can tell because she gets called for the double dribble there. Coach Key's kind of like, come on. How about Timberland Lumber Company, one of our great Northview longtime sponsors. They're located on Highway 40 west of Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Patriots on top by three. Chance to get their largest lead of the game with a shot here. Knights need a stop. Haley Hayes on the logo. Brings it left side. Fires it over to LaTorre, who's been an energy bunny. Ball's loose, though. Stolen. Brindley on the floor. Gives it up, though. Instead of hanging on to it, it'll be a jump ball, and it'll stay with Terre Haute North.
Man, we had a crazy C game. Then we had a crazy JV game. It makes sense that varsity would also be a little crazy.
So Patriots get to do it again with Presley Michael, who averages 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. Lobs it on the far side to Haley Hayes. Or Hallie Hayes. Hayes will spin with it on the right wing. Reset on the low, go to LaTorre. Brings it near side to Michael. Michael guarded by Clark. She's got some good moves. She crosses over. Spins. Late whistle. Body foul called on the body from Brindley. Putting her hand on the back of Presley Michael. And that is the fifth team foul on the Northview Knights. Terrell North has 7, so the remaining way of it, Northview's in the bonus.
A little ticky-tack foul there. One that could have been averted.
Inbounded to Hayes. She'll drive. Puts it up through a lot of tight defense from Reagan. No, White comes up with a board. She'll be on top. Picks up her dribble, spins away, needs help, timeout, Coach Keys. We'll take one with them. What a game and what a finish we have coming. Tell a friend, it's 41-38 Patriots on the Great Dane scoreboard here on WAMB.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial, use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB, The Breeze.
A little bit of miscommunication on the turnover, the timeout, so we had a 60-second break. We apologize, but it was a turnover on Northview. So Patriots get it right back up three. Driving, ball's loose in the left corner, out of bounds. It'll be Northview basketball as Reagan White is getting handsy over there, forcing a turnover.
This game, man, going back and forth. It's going down to the wire. Northview has to be able to get something going on offense.
4:20 to go, 41-38. Audrey on the near side wing on top to Reagan. Pump fakes a three, backs it up on the left wing. Calling out for something on the logo now. Reagan drives, puts up a shot, blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Northview.
A little bit of a body contact there. Didn't get the call, though.
Coach Keyes better be careful. He's going to get teed up.
Don't want that.
He's been arguing and arguing all night long. Reagan underneath the inbound, gives it to Brooklyn Eldridge. Bad pass. Ball's loose. Saved by Audrey, though, and she'll back it up on the near baseline. Driving now. Puts it up and in. Oh,
wow.
Missed it. Looked good from our side angle. She forces a jump ball and allows Northview to keep possession, though.
Northview really beating themselves up.
3:52. Gets it into Audrey on the far corner. Drives again, and feeds it. No look to Brooklyn Eldridge and got it up and in.
Great take right there. Audrey Spencer finding the open teammate.
Coach Key says settle down. It's a one-point game. 3.5 coming up. Hard screen. Should have been a moving screen. Wasn't. Instead, it's a pick and pop miss. Rebound Reagan White. Knights a chance to retake the lead. Audrey lobs it over to Delana White. Back on top to Spencer on the volleyball line. 3:20 to go. 41-40 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Patriots up one. Audrey Euro scoops. Got it in the lead.
Woo! Audrey Spencer feeling herself right now. She's going to that place, that deep, dark place.
42-41. There goes that woman. Brings in near side. Gore, dribble handoff, Presley, Michael, deep three.
Wow. They can take it and they can dish it. Oh, man, Presley and Audrey, these two are going at it.
She is unbelievable. Back to a two-point lead now for the Patriots. 2:40 to go. Audrey will slow it down.
Look at that matchup right there. Presley guarding Audrey.
Audrey goes around Presley Michael, gets picked up to Reagan White for the lead. Air ball, rebounded by Presley Michael. Reagan White, stolen, no, Audrey gets it, puts it up and count it, and the foul. This place is going bananas. B-A-N-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, just the perseverance and just IQ right there of Spencer to be able to be like, ooh, I can take that steal when they're passing it. Taking advantage of it, fighting off the tough defense, and making the layup. Now they have the chance to take the lead here.
Just check out this replay. Just pickpocketed Audrey Spencer on the video side, and Coach Keyes was loving it.
Ooh, man. This one's chirpy.
Taking a while to get to the free throw line. Audrey Spencer has a chance to give Northview the lead after a phenomenal defensive play. No one down to rebound. It's up. It is no.
Man.
Good.
Sure. Don't want to get a foul. Okay. I didn't know. Thought it was a foul.
Timeout, Terrell North. We'll take one with them. Tied at 44. 2:19 to go on WAMB.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools, 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your first farmer's debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Your home for Northview sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Tied at 44, 2:15 and counting now. Patriots with the basketball. Presley Michael, double team, brings the near side, open three, way off. Rebounded by Audrey Spencer, but first a whistle for a pushing foul on Audrey, and she can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I don't know how that could have been a foul on her. She was going for the ball, and she just decided to trip.
So the Patriots will get it back underneath their basket. 2:05 to go. Trying to give it away, lobs it. Ball's loose.
Steal.
On the floor still. It should be a jump ball, and it finally will not be. Northview gets the basketball, and Coach Keyes is hollering for a timeout. Oh, man, oh, man. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. Stick around. Under two to go. Tied up on WAMB.
This is RE/MAX Real Estate Agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382. We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, The Breeze.
We're all knotted up at 44, and Northview has the basketball. 1:48 now to go. Audrey gives it off to Delana White coming out of the Coach Keyes timeout. Far corner to Reagan. Pump fakes, takes a few dribbles, goes back the other way, spins, needs help. Audrey gets the handoff. She'll be on the baseline, goes up and got it. Wow. Hit the weight room, Audrey. She did.
I don't think you could ask for a better night of basketball on a Tuesday here than Northview High School.
Now it's going to be Presley Michael versus Audrey Ann Brindley. Beats them both. Gives it off to the wide open Irvin for the tie. Two again. 1:15 to go.
She said.
Audrey looks gassed.
Yes, she is. She said, what you can do, I can do better. Just matched her.
Audrey down low to Brindley, got it. What a pass.
60 seconds.
Audrey has been phenomenal tonight.
She's really come along this fourth quarter.
Can Northview get a stop? Presley Michael on the right wing driving. Step back on top to Gore. He throws up a prayer. You got to be kidding me.
Timeout will be called, a 30-second.
We'll take a 30-second break on the radio side. Keep it here on the video side on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
We're tied up at 48 apiece. Rebecca Gore just threw up the basketball on probably the luckiest shot of the night and just got it to fall in after many, many bounces. I'm sure the JV girl was like, why can't I get that
bounce? That's what I was exactly thinking. Man, talk about a superstar, Audrey Spencer.
30 seconds to go. We're tied at 48. Does Coach Keyes want the final shot or the first good one? 30 seconds. Audrey near side. Guarded by Presley Michael. Got a three look. She hit it. Audrey Spencer is unconscious.
With the step back three. Oh, man. That was just awesome.
Timeout, Terre Haute North. It's going to be a 30 or a full. We'll take one on the radio side. 60-second break on WAMB.
Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Green Pro partners. This is Doug Nevins, and for more than 25 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Our reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and his predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
Audrey with a rebound off the miss, Terre Haute North 3. And now she'll go to the free throw line. Kelby Audrey Spencer with a clutch shot after clutch shot. Clutch passing and now gets the big rebound. And she has a chance to possibly ice this game with at least one made free throw here from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line.
I think it was a little rushed right there on Terre Haute North part. Should have got a little bit of a better look if you waited a longer, but now Audrey to ice it.
Made the 1-1. North, you up by 4.
Man, you could have told me this game would have went to either side, and I would believe you. I would give you the full reasons why. But Northview, it seems like they'll be coming out of here as winners.
Big thanks to Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, as well as the Back 40 Boutique, a small town feel of unique clothing and plenty of accessories to choose from. Most of it is all locally made. Visit them soon in downtown Brazil. It's a timeout, Terre Haute North. We'll keep it here on the video and the radio side. It's only a 30-second break. Kobe, at this point, if I'm Coach Keys, I'm not even sending my team back out on the floor. Just stand on the sideline. 4 seconds, you're up 4, right? And they have no timeouts left.
I mean, you could definitely think about it that way, but either way, they have to be out there because they can just get a cheeky layup with 2 seconds still. So right here, just be able to get the ball in. I mean, you can wait for the foul. You can allow the foul to come your way, or you could just get the ball maybe to Audrey or to Reagan. And honestly, I would just chuck that thing the length of the court. Shout out to Magic Johnson. I would do that. But I can understand if you don't want to.
How about this, the highlight on the video side? We'll show it to you. Audrey Spencer toying with him. Under 30, crossed over Presley Michael and gave him the lead. Kelby at the 24-second mark.
I mean, those are just the moments that you thrive for as a high school basketball player, high school sports athlete, one-on-one, best player from each side going at it to the end. And they're going to go half court here.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
3 at the buzzer, doesn't matter. Final score, the Northview Knights get the big win over Terre Haute North here on WAMB in part 2 of Big Time 3 from Audrey Spencer. The final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 52, Terre Haute North 51, and a classic of a game. We'll be back on WAMB for the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Your home for Northview Knights Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome back here on WAMB, the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. Final score, Northview 52, Terre Haute North 51. Kobe, and what a phenomenal day. And I think it's simple to say, your Riddell National Bank player of the game is Audrey Spencer, who finished with 20 points and had the go-ahead step-back three to win this one. As you can see, and while you talk over it, I'll go ahead and show the people the play.
Without a doubt, I mean, Audrey Spencer, just demon time, I guess, is what people can call that one, really went into her bag. In this whole fourth quarter, she decided, hey, it's my time. No more messing around. Just a clash of titans between her and Presley. One game that this team will remember for this season. Audrey Spencer doing her thing, coming up clutch in a win.
Audrey Spencer gets the win. We're back on the broadcast, radio and video on Friday night at North Putnam. Girl-boy doubleheader. In the meantime, final score from the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks for joining us. It's the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. Visit bysparklepools.com and pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. Knights win 52-51 here on WAMB.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They've partnered with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, REMAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made this game possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.